This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We have a new director of agriculture in the state. Governor Rauner announced Friday that the Republican Raymond Poe will fill the position. Poe is 71 and he replaces Philip Nelson, who, along with the Illinois State Fair director Patrick Buchan, resigned abruptly in September. Elected to the House in 1994, Poe is the ranking Republican on the Occupational Licenses Committee, and he also serves on the Agriculture and Conservation Committees. Poe is a lifelong farmer, and he also runs Poe's Catering with his son Lance, and he serves fried chicken to legislators and staff one day every spring. The November meeting of the Central Illinois Livestock Association is going to be held on Tuesday, November 24th at 6:30 in the evening. The meeting will be held at the Ariston Cafe in Litchfield, and a prime rib dinner will be served. There will also be a short business meeting. Donations of canned goods will be accepted for local food pantries, and they do ask that you RSVP by November 20th, and you can do so by contacting Larry Miller at 217-532-2585. A new website by the American Farm Bureau Federation offers farmers and ranchers critical information on the 2016 presidential candidates. Farm Bureau's Director of Advocacy and Political Affairs, Cody Lyon, says the website started as an idea to keep farmers and ranchers informed.
We wanted to create a website that served three key purposes. First, news that was going on related to campaigns. Second is issue briefs on where Farm Bureau stands. The third thing is just to provide access for visitors to their bio, their official campaign site, any information that we feel like visitors want to get more information on to be more informed.
The website highlights the industry's perspective on the election and documents candidates as well as Farm Bureau's positions on key farming and ranching issues.
It's really there for anyone to understand more clearly what Farm Bureau believes in, what we want to see from the presidential candidates, and issue briefs that are broken down in a very simple, easy-to-understand way.
Helping farmers and ranchers be informed and engaged during the upcoming election is vital, and Lyon says a unified voice can prove powerful during the election.
Voting is that very proud civic moment that everyone can feel proud of when they go to the polls and cast a ballot. We want to make sure that candidates, campaign staff, or members, others, understand where Farm Bureau stands on the issues that are impacting farmers and ranchers, rural communities, as well as all Americans.
You can learn more about the 2016 presidential candidates by visiting the Farm Bureau's election website at www.election16.fb.org. When I was in Kansas City last week, I had a chance to talk with Tim Andreessen. Tim is the Managing Director of Agricultural Products with the CME Group, and we talked about the tools that are available for marketing grain and also the work that they've been doing with the National 4-H Group. Tim, as we're wrapping up 2015 and heading into 2016, one thing that farmers are going to be thinking about is marketing their grain. What sort of advice or information do you have for farmers regarding that?
You know, one of the key things around marketing is making sure you understand the tools you have to market with. You know, a long time ago, all you really had was I put it in the truck at harvest and I dumped it at the elevator and got whatever price it was. But, you know, we're fortunate to have a wide range of tools offered to us, both on the cash side, but also on the futures and options side. One of the things that we really suggest people look at and get a really good understanding of is options. The nice thing about options is that options give you the right to be wrong. You know, you're going to pay a premium for an option. If you need that protection, it's there. If the market goes up, you get a benefit from that higher price in the marketplace. And that's where we've seen a lot of growth. One of the products that we've launched in the last several years has been the short-dated new crop option. And so, you know, most people, when they think about buying an option, are buying an option that, you know, protects them from, you know, when they put the crop in or even before until harvest time. And usually that option is tied to the December corn futures or the November soybean futures. What these short dated new crop options allow you to do is to still have protection against that futures contract, but at a lower cost because you're buying a shorter period of time. So for example, You may say, look, I just want to make sure I have protection when the crop gets in. So you can buy something that expires in, you know, April, May, or June. And that's going to be a lot less expensive than buying something that has the time all the way out until November.
Another thing that you're involved with, you've been working with the National 4-H Group, and you have a new app called the Commodity Carnival. Could you explain what that entails and kind of what you're striving to do with this?
Well, for the last 3 years, we've been working with 4-H on Commodity Carnival. And what Commodity Carnival is it's a project targeting kids 7 to 14 years old to help them understand more about production agriculture. 3 years ago, we started, it was purely physical. You know, we were at 120 different fairs. Kids would come up to these booths that were being manned by 4-H volunteers, and they would essentially grow and market an animal. They'd get a little Easter egg, plastic Easter egg. They'd put corn in it and soybeans in it to represent feed, and they'd put other things in it, and they'd come up with a cost of production. They'd then walk over to a little board, and they'd drop a little coin down this pachinko kind of board that would represent, you know, the path through the market. Between the cost of production and their outcome, they'd figure out if they made money or not. And that was really, really successful, but we wanted to find a way to expand it to a broader audience. So now what we have is our Risk Ranch app. It's available for either Apple or for Android, and it's an electronic version of that game. We've had over 7,000 downloads, so, you know, for something that isn't the game of the week, it's something that's gotten very, very good traction.
And is this a free app, or can they purchase it through an app store?
It's a free app. You can either go to either one of the app stores and find it.
Great. Is there anything that I've missed today that you would like to add?
Well, the one thing, going back to marketing, that I would tell you, one of the things we feel really strongly about is as you're going on a journey of becoming a better marketer, it's really important to make sure you have a good broker or marketing advisor to work with. Having somebody that really understands the markets and really understands your operation is very, very important.
Again, that was the Managing Director of Agricultural Products with the CME Group, Tim Andreessen. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.